Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, May 10th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Paper Excellence is exploring a deal to take Domtar private. That means buying them. Also making headlines this past week, Pixels J Paper Mill owners have filed a lawsuit against a Florida company connected to the 2020 explosion at the mill. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, May 6th at 45.26, up 197 points, or 4.5% from the April 29th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 7-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 2.3%. Among the PM40 companies, the biggest winners were Domtar, up 22.2%, followed by Resolute Forest Products, gaining 18.6%. The biggest decliner for the week was Rayonier Advanced Materials, down by 14.5%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, gaining 664%, while the deepest decliner has been Quad Graphics, down by 5%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 57.9%, while the PM40 is up 76.4%, and will be back right after these messages.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Lewiston, Idaho. Clearwater Paper sues Valmet. Clearwater Paper has filed a civil case in Nez Perce County District Court against Valmet, a company that sold some of the equipment used for a $160 million upgrade at the company's Lewiston operations. The litigation alleges polysulfide equipment could not function as designed and didn't achieve startup until November of 2019, even though it had been scheduled to reach that stage by September of 2017. Clearwater Paper officials have previously described polysulfide as a chemical compound that protects wood chips from degradation. As of Tuesday afternoon, Valmet had not filed its response in the case. Attempts to get comment from Valmet on Monday and Tuesday were unsuccessful. Clearwater Paper contends in a complaint it filed in the case that Valmet did not properly fix issues with the polysulfide equipment and had agreed to help get the machinery running. A contract with Valmet had detailed description of benefits of using a polysulfide process, and a primary one was increasing in cooking yields, according to Clearwater Paper's complaint. The company wants an unspecified amount for profit loss, plus prejudgment interest and costs, as well as attorney fees according to the complaint filed earlier this spring. Clearwater Paper's seeking damages includes out-of-pocket expenses incurred due to a defective design, costs incurred in replacement and repair of equipment supplied by Valmet, and costs incurred by Clearwater Paper for goods or services that were in Valmet's responsibility, according to Clearwater Paper's complaint. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Canada, West Fraser plans Quesnel pulp mill shutdown during COVID-19 pandemic. The regular shutdown at West Fraser's pulp and paper mill is usually a massive undertaking, but completing the work during a global pandemic creates an even bigger challenge, the company said. The mill will be shut down for about 2 weeks in May to conduct regular maintenance and safety inspections. A West Fraser spokesperson said in an email that the mill had already been following an extensive COVID-19 safety plan and had planned to minimize any risk of spread of the virus. Quote, "The scope of the work has been pared down to only the items that are absolutely necessary," the spokesperson said, continuing, quote, "Work will be spread across days and nights to minimize the number of people on site at any one time. The average number of contractors needed to complete the regular maintenance work will be about 600 on days and 300 on nights." The company says most of those contractors are local, with a few exceptions for specialists brought in from the United States. Those specialists will have increased isolation requirements. All the contractors will receive rapid tests and daily health screenings throughout the shutdown. The spokesperson said, quote, "Not only have we developed our own measures for our staff, but we also have a responsibility to ensure contractors working for us have developed and are following the following health and safety programs and COVID-19 measures," end of quote. West Fraser says it has consulted WorkSafe BC and shared their complete plan with city staff. They've even provided a list of restaurants offering takeout and delivery in Quesnel. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers, it just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paparitalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, North Carolina. Fire breaks out in Enviva Wood Pellet Plant in North Carolina. A fire broke out Friday afternoon, April 30th, at an Enviva Wood Pellet Plant with extensive history of environmental violations, according to news reports, sending thick clouds and smoke across Interstate 40. A pile of raw wood at a facility in Faison, North Carolina, in Sampson County, caught fire. In a statement, the company said it is investigating the cause. According to TV media reports, the fire, whipped by strong winds, also spread to a nearby woods. More than 50 firefighters, as well as the North Carolina Forestry Service, were on the scene. No one was injured. Music. Dayline, British Columbia. Paper machine starts rolling in Powell River, British Columbia. Catalyst Powell River's mill is up and running paper again. General Manager Krista Cuddy said that the mill started making saleable paper at around 12:15 local time on May the 1st. Quote, "It was through an incredible amount of hard work with the team here. I can't say enough about the quality of people we have here at this mill," said Cuddy. Cuddy said that there was a short time frame to get the mill up and running again after a year's downtime, and there was also a limited budget. Cuddy said the mill is putting out a new paper product, but she cannot divulge many details because of a competitive standpoint. Cuddy said the startup shows the innovation of the company, Paper Excellence, being able to produce something other than newsprint and having a whole new application for the paper machine. Dayline, New Brunswick. Twin River says maintenance project concludes successfully and green power is flowing again. Twin River's paper company's Edmundston Mill recently completed a biomass cogeneration unit maintenance shutdown, a project which began in the middle of April. In the planning for more than a year, the project was designed to maintain and refurbish the cogeneration unit to ensure green power continues to flow to the grid uninterrupted. Quote, "The last 14 months have been a challenge for everyone with the COVID-19 pandemic, and the last number of months have been a roller coaster for the Edmundston region as case counts have risen and fallen back down again. We tried to ensure we maximized in-province labor on the project, which had about 150 contractors involved. In the end, about 25 essential out-of-province contractors joined the team, and 125 in-province contractors worked on the project. They followed all protocols during the multi-week project, and there were no positive test results of COVID-19. All have now left the region to return home," end of quote, says Brian McAlary, Vice President of Development and Technical Export Sales at Twin Rivers. While the contractors were in the region working on the project, they were initially approved via the WSNB approval and COVID-19 testing protocol, remain fully compliant with all protocols and procedures to restrict interactions within 2 meters, including separate on-site facilities as requested, underwent active screening upon entry to the work site, received contactless delivery of food to the accommodation they were residing in, and segregated from all other in-province contractors and Twin Rivers employees. WSNB was on site and conducted multiple audits during the project, and the company complied with all recommendations during these audits. Dayline, Halifax. Plan to restart idled Northern Pulp Mill in Nova Scotia to be redrafted, company says. The owners of an idled pulp mill in northern Nova Scotia says their plans for a new effluent treatment facility have been withdrawn from the province's environmental assessment process. Northern Pulp issued a statement Wednesday saying the company is instead drafting a new plan that calls for an overhaul of the mill near Pictou, Nova Scotia, and a more advanced treatment facility. Pictou Mayor Jim Ryan says he wasn't surprised to hear a new proposal was forthcoming. Ryan says he heard the company is planning to use a body of water somewhere in Pictou County to deal with the effluent, in addition to some sort of secondary treatment. The mill, which once employed about 300 folks, was shuttered in January of 2020 after then-Premier Stephen McNeil decided Northern Pulp would no longer be allowed to dump effluent near the Pictou Landing First Nation. The union that represented the workers at the mill, Unifor, calculated that 9,000 workers across the province would be affected by the closure. The company had submitted 2 plans that would have seen the mill dump wastewater directly into the Northumberland Strait, but the province rejected both options in December of 2019. Despite the shutdown of the mill owned by Paper Excellence Canada, new plans for effluent treatment were submitted for environmental review, and the province announced in May of 2020 that it would spend up to $10 million to help the company clean up the site. And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Papper Italo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at papperitalo.com. That's PAPERITALO.com. Papperitalo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dayline. Fort Mill, South Carolina. Paper Excellence explores deal to take Domtar private. Canadian paper and packaging company Paper Excellence is exploring a deal to acquire U.S. rival Domtar Corporation, according to people familiar with the matter. The companies are working with advisors on a potential transaction that would take U.S.-listed Domtar private, said the people, who asked not to be identified because the details aren't public. A deal could value Domtar shares in the mid-$50 range, one of the folks said. No final decisions has been made on the talks, and the talks could fall through. Domtar, based in Fort Mill, South Carolina, closed regular trading last Monday up 2.8% at $40.52, giving the company a market value of about $2 billion. A representative from Domtar initially declined to comment. They said later that Domtar has been made aware of the press speculation regarding the discussions made between the corporation and Paper Excellence with respect to a possible business combination or acquisition. In respect to that speculation, in response to that is, Domtar acknowledges that its management has been in discussions with Paper Excellence about such a potential transaction. However, these discussions may or may not result in an agreement. Domtar said it does not intend to make further comment unless or until there is a transaction to announce. Domtar, which traces its roots to a British timber company founded in 1848, is one of North America's top producers of free sheet paper, which is used in everything from business memos to copy paper. In January, it agreed to sell its personal care business to American Industrial Partners for $920 million U.S. dollars. Domtar, with 2020 shares, with 2020 sales of around $3.7 billion, was added to the S&P Small Cap 600 Index last month after Chief Executive Officer John David Williams returned from a temporary medical leave in March after recovering from the COVID-19. Dateline, Farmington, Maine. Jay Paper Mill owners file lawsuit against Florida company connected to a 2020 explosion. Pixel Specialty Solutions, owner of the Andrew Scoggin Mill in Jay, Maine, has filed lawsuit against contractors responsible for inspecting and providing maintenance on the pulp digesters in the years preceding the equipment's rupture on April 15th of 2020. One of the two pulp digesters, known as Digester A, ruptured and fell on the second digester, Digester B, destroying both in the process. The loss resulted in the mill shutting down one paper machine and not rebuilding its pulp mill. Pixel and two of its entities, Pixel Anderskogen LLC and Pixel Specialty Solutions Intermediate LLC, filed the action and complaint on April 15th in Franklin County Superior Court. The companies headquartered in Pennsylvania are suing Trico Mechanical Contractors, Incorporated, based in Florida. Quote, this event substantially damaged the mill and significantly interrupted Pixel's business activities. Pixel brings this lawsuit to recover losses and damages sustained due to the defendant Trico's wrongful acts and omissions and pursuant to applicable contractual agreements, end of quote, according to a court document. A trial has been requested in the case. The suit asked that the court enter a judgment in the plaintiff's favor and against Trico on all counts and award Pexcel the following: all recoverable damages to be proved at the trial, including compensatory and contractual damages, pre-judgment and post-judgment interest, reasonable fees, costs, and disbursements incurred, and for such additional relief as available by law or statute, and as the court may deem just and proper. Dateline Richmond, British Columbia. Paper Excellence responds to environmental penalties levied at Skookumchuck Pulp Mill. Skookumchuck Pulp, I just love to say that. Isn't that fun to say? Skookumchuck. Skookumchuck Pulp has recently received three different administrative monetary penalties, also known as AMPs, from the British Columbia Ministry of Environment and Climate Change Strategy for non-compliance events that occurred between 2017 and 2020. Skookumchuck Pulp's performance has not changed significantly over the last 2 years. However, all of the AMPs and the mill has received in its 53-year history have occurred in the last 2 years. The BC Ministry of Environment has been using this tool more frequently with all industrial operators in the province. For more on this story, check out the story Paper Excellence Responds to Environmental Penalties Levied at Skookumchuck Pulp at our Nip Impressions website at www.nipimpressions.com. Again, that's www.nipimpressions.com. Dateline Menasha, Wisconsin. Demolition of Menasha's Whiting Paper Mill has begun due to safety concerns after a massive fire. This past Tuesday, sections of the historic Whiting Paper Mill building in Menasha started to be demolished, but city leaders say potential changes coming to the lakefront property could benefit the community. Out of safety concerns for the public, many of whom were getting too close for the law enforcement's comfort, the Whiting Paper Mill started to be demolished on Tuesday. The history of the paper mill started 134 years ago, and many in Menasha knew someone that worked at the mill during its storied history. Perhaps that's why more people are trying to get a close glimpse of it before it's gone, with serious concerns of city leaders. Quote, "We've staged firefighters and police officers here overnight now just because we still have people trying to get in to take pictures, so we want to make sure that we're safe," end of quote, says Chief Kevin Clohine of the Nena Menasha Fire Rescue Department. No one was injured on Sunday, May 2nd, after a fire at the former Whiting Paper Mill decimated the structure. Fire crews had responded around 7:30 p.m. local time after smoke and flames were seen coming from the building at 100 River Street, according to Nena Menasha Fire and Rescue. Officials say fire crews stopped the fire from spreading early Monday morning, but they'd remain on the scene to finish extinguishing the fire. Nena Menasha Fire and Rescue and Menasha Police are investigating the blaze. Nena Menasha Fire Rescue was assisted by Winnebago County Dispatch, Menasha Police, Menasha Utilities, Gold Cross Ambulance, and Nena Appleton, Fox Crossing, and Harrison Fire Departments. The paper mill closed in 2016 after a 134-year history. The mill was known as George A. Whiting Paper Company for most of its history, dating back to 1882. And for history buffs, in 1888, the mill exploded during a fire, killing 16 spectators and firemen. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.